Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We are currently joined by the DJ known as Sonoy. Or not just DJ, electronic musician. Don't want to make you feel any less musical by calling you a DJ.
Oh, for a second there, I was like, oh no.
No, he's done.
I'm DJ second. That's just to play out the music I make.
Yeah, I feel like DJing is becoming a real huge thing these days.
It is, because you know, how to get into it is really easy. You can just buy a controller for like $300 and get some software and then watch a couple tutorials and you're already a DJ.
Yeah, it's a good time.
The art form, I think, then comes down to selection and, you know, being able to read a crowd and building a dance floor, keeping a dance floor, and having the trust and knowledge of your record box or of the tracks you have to be able to go wherever you want without losing people.
Mm-hmm. It's like comedy in a way, because, you know, you're pulling a lot of levers and pushing a lot of buttons.
It is.
You know,
it's like comedy. Yeah, it's like comedy. It has a lot to do with, like, you know, how comedy has like rhythm and stuff.
Rhythm, pacing.
How to tell a joke, when to take a break and when to wait and all these kind of things. And that's overall, if you just like zoom out from like a DJ set, I would say this is the same approach.
Mm-hmm. For sure, man. I really want to thank you for coming on the program today, Sonoy. You're coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau, as all our guests on the program have done today. How are things up there for you, man?
Yeah, things are really good. Winter is finally over. Days are getting nice and warm, so
mm-hmm.
I'm, you know, the spirits are lifting.
That's good, man. That's good. It was relatively relatively light out here till 9 p.m. last night. What time does it stay light till up there?
Quite longer, man. I have a little child, and so we put him to bed at like 7, and that was fine. It was dark, and now it's like, okay, I guess we have to wait another hour and a half till till it's dark enough for him to go, okay, good night.
Crack up, man, crack up. Before we get chatting about your new track, Rat-a-tat-tat, I do want to say, or do want to ask, sorry, as a member of Aotearoa's electronic scene, how has 2024 been for the scene in general?
That's a good question. I think you have to differentiate between different wings of the scene, right? There is like the music that is popular with the younger generation, the stuff that comes from the UK, mainly that, and hyper pop influence, really fast, Fred Again. That was a great year for those people because we got to have all these acts come over here, big hype. And then I would say for the house and techno scene, that's a little bit more underground. I don't know. I think maybe not so good. People still not coming out to gigs that much. So a lot of promoters are struggling and not willing to, I mean, not able, not will, definitely willing, but not able to take on risks, because if you get, you know, anyone that's like a big artist in overseas that tours Australia and that might not even get 100 people into a club, that costs the promoter 5 to 10 grand upwards. That's not worth it. So we have been, unfortunately, a little bit
maybe on a bit dry. Going through a bit of a trough at the moment.
Exactly, but yeah. I feel summer is shaping up to look really good. I know from a lot of things that are not announced yet, it's going to be incredible. And but this year has been weird. A lot of people, you know, it tested a lot of people's, like, how much do I actually love this?
has your will been tested?
Not really. I was really lucky that I was really lucky every time I went out and played and stuff that people showed up to support me, and that means a lot, and it's a big factor for me to keep on going, because it's like, sure, I get something out of it, of course, but if other people come and say like, yo, I saw you like 2 years ago there and I came and showed up. And I was like, that's why I keep going. So I was actually quite lucky that these shows that I committed to were a success. And but I can feel it around me, everyone around me. And also that has to do with what we talked about before, that everyone's a DJ.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to be a DJ because it is easy. It's not like you have to pick up a guitar and learn play guitar for 15 years before you get like good enough to play a massive show. So the pool of DJs gets bigger, the audience gets smaller, and so a lot of people are like, yo, I've been like slaving away for 15 years and still like it's not happening for me, but like this other person just plays for 2 years. And it's like a lot of these kind of things where you really need to have the right attitude to, and also understand that it's kind of a game, and like you have to, you know, don't expect things, but you have to work hard for it on a social level as well.
For sure. That's very, very in-depth answer. I appreciate that, man. It's been almost exactly a year since you released any material, with your most recent material being the album Echoes of Home. Aside from helping to produce cutting-edge DJ software, what have you been getting up to?
I had a child, so, you know.
Hooray.
Echoes of Home was like... Yeah, so that was that. And then I had my son, and then I was like, okay, life completely changed, and it took me a long time to get back into the flow of making music. And then I got a kick up the ass from some people around me that care for me, and they're like, man, just fucking do it. Sorry, I don't know. And then they were like, just go write music again. And so it was just changing my approach to don't wait for inspiration to hit, just sit down and do some stuff, and then be like, this is cool now. Nah, okay, next session, try something new. And so now I've been able to write a cool new EP, and we focus more on clubby sound. And the Echoes of Home is very like dreamy, ethereal, and it's like a listening record. And the new tracks coming up are going to be definitely more stompy, stompy dance floor, which is also good, you know, from time to time. It's what we need for summer, especially.
Oh, for summer, you can't want anything other than stompy stomps. Do you think you'd get, because I noticed that some of your, well, with a new track in particular, samples these real weird robotic sounding voices. Would you ever consider sampling your son for a song?
Absolutely. I am just waiting, actually, for him to develop his speech a little bit more, but he's already doing cool things. So far, it is more a question of what is he not trying to break in the studio when he's in there. So working together, not right now, but he's learning things are special in there, and he loves playing the keys.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then once he's like a little bit older, I'll get him to do some cute vocals. It's going to be sick.
Yeah, that's so cool, man. Having a musician kid, that'd be so awesome. Do you play like a variety of music for him, or do you tend to stick to electronica stuff?
We listen to, you know, electronic music at home, whatever. Like, honestly, it's just music.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he likes it and he gets his groove on, that's cool. He listens to a lot of like children's songs. We got this like box, it's called a Tony box. You buy a little figurine, put it on top, and it plays a track. And from Germany, and my family keeps on sending them with awesome German kids songs. Mm-hmm. And so he loves that.
Well, that's cute. That's
but also 4/4 kick drums, he gets his wiggle on for sure.
That's so cute. The new track Rat-a-tat, there's three ats. I'm trying to figure out how to say it. Rat-tat-tat. Rat-tat-tat.
I'm not sure. I just wrote it out, and I was like, okay. I think it's Rat-a-tat.
Rat-a-tat. Yeah, it is. I just, every time I see it, yeah, I think of the Pokemon Rattata, which, you know, that's all I think.
Yeah.
But the track features these really, really classic Eurodisco electro drums, which are featured on a lot of great tracks throughout history. But in particular, they open the incredibly dance-worthy 1980 hit Ma Quale Idea by Pino D'Angio, Italian guy. Do you think you'll be marrying more features from that Eurodisco style of production with modern house techno sounds?
Definitely. I love those sounds. that's an element that goes through a lot of the new things I've coming up. I love Italo disco. I love Simmons drums, those disco 70s.
Yeah.
Weird drums, they sound great.
Bit of Giorgio Moroder.
They put the music in like a little bit of a pocket, right? Because it's like quite a sound that is associated with the time. But I don't care. I love disco. Like, for me, my favorite beat of all time, I was like thinking about that. Like, what is the thing that everybody loves? It's Billie Jean. And that is the simplest 4-to-the-4 pattern. And that is just disco. But like, at a good tempo, stripped back, that is disco. And I think that's a big influence into what I'm doing now, is this disco, but make it use modern production techniques and techno elements and play with these kind of things, but get people to get their strut on, because it's, you cannot not do it if you hear like a it's just what happens.
Oh, it is, man. It's a classic sound that I think, you know, it's timeless for a reason, right? It's beautiful.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of controversial, maybe, element to the song I noticed. There's, on the Spotify kind of view video thing for the track, there's kind of an AI thing going on. I mean, the cover art of the track is what I assume are your legs in some sneakers on some grass. And for the video thing, there is the legs start dancing and they kind of catch fire. And it looks very AI-ish.
It's super AI, yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about using AI for things like that?
For this, yeah. I mean, this is... because it's so janky, I like it. I embrace it as like a stylistic choice, you know, for something like this. The idea was like, take the album artwork and run it into this weird AI and let it glitch out basically and do weird stuff. But for music and in general for art, I don't know. People are maybe a little bit too worried about it. I feel like it's going to make popular stuff, and especially music in retail spaces and all this kind of stuff, just more boring and where actually it doesn't matter, right? So, but and that means that if you're like a small indie musician, that doesn't matter to you, because your music is not being played at a mall in the background where you would get licensing fees or something. You want that, but it's probably not. It's like services that offer that. So I imagine this is where that's going to go, that, you know, companies offer, hey, we can play music that makes people want to go shop, but we don't have to license, pay any labels or anything. And then the other thing with like writing music, true artistry will not be able to be replaced. Let me tell you, I think that's my thought on that. But it means it's way harder probably to rise to the top than if AI is, you know, able to make songs that people like and people don't give a shit.
We'll have to see how it plays out. I'm a bit anxious about it, but
yeah, I love it. So, because there's a couple things that I really like about it. It's all these things when I make music, because I don't have to just write the music. I have to produce it. I have to mix it. I have to, you know, do all the engineer it and all these kind of things. And there's a lot of steps in the process that are annoying and really hard and take a long time to learn. So if you have tools that are able to get your mix with one click 90% there, or, you know, like synthesize a kick drum out of your favorite track immediately without having to find the right sample and everything doesn't sound right. So there's a lot of things where this is actually really good. But at the moment, you know, it's very exploitable.
I think I mess with the aesthetic of your thing, because it is so janky. And when AI hallucinates, it is hilarious. Like, it makes some really scary, weird-looking, just not even Uncanny Valley and the bloody Uncanny Ravine, you know. It's
I love it, man.
Yeah,
it's so odd. It's like, I don't know. I'm just a friend of mine he did do some stuff to his brain one time, and then he said that's what AI looks like. So.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised. It does seem very DMT or like, yeah, very, very trippy stuff. And maybe a bad trip in a way.
Yeah. It's like dreaming as well. Mm. Like dreams as well sometimes, yeah.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
And it's weird how shapes can just coalesce almost magically through the jankiness of AI visuals sometimes. It is quite bizarre.
Yeah.
But yes, it might be the next step in things. I don't think it is, but we'll see. It definitely has some uses. I'll say that, but I think we should reserve a lot of AI uses for things like finding new medicine and stuff like that. You know, I feel like, yeah, I don't know. But each to their own on that.
Exactly.
Opinion. Each to their own.
If you use it like a tool, that's great.
Yeah. I really want to thank you for your time and coming on, man. I do want to know, you mentioned there's an EP on the way. Can we expect it to come out in the near future, or next few months?
Yes.
I mean,
there will be new music. So follow me on Instagram or follow me on Spotify or wherever you stream your music. And you will get some new things flying into your inbox or over your timeline very soon. And I'm very excited. I haven't been this excited for tracks and new remixes and stuff as well. So, but yeah, put those dancing shoes on. It's going to get hot or whatever people say.
That's what they say, man. You got it on the nose. Thank you for coming on the show today and talking to me. It was great.
Thanks for having me, man.
Much appreciated. All right, folks, that was the lovely musician Sanoi. We're chatting about his new track, Rat-a-tat. We're going to play that for you right now, and then after that, and maybe another song, we're going to have a corridor with Phelan about their new track, You Are the Mirror. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.